Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. If you ate today, Megan Botha says you need to thank a farmer. And, she says, you should also thank a migrant worker. She is the new Migrant Worker Outreach Coordinator at Horizons of Friendship. About 20,000 temporary migrant workers will come to Ontario this growing season. There is somewhere between 125 and 150 migrant workers in Northumberland this year. These people do the back-breaking, hard labor most of us never consider when buying or consuming food. As you will hear in this interview, there are many changes for migrant workers this year. Plus, there are ongoing programs to help the workers on many levels, from health and safety to getting social insurance to mental health supports. Beyond this, there is new provincial legislation preventing employers from taking away migrant workers' passports. There are also new rules around medical coverage, allowing workers easier access to medical treatments. There's a lot going on, so you'll want to hear what she has to say as she walks us through the details. It is my pleasure to welcome to Consider This Northumberland today, Megan Botha, the new Migrant Worker Outreach Coordinator at Horizons of Friendship. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
I'd like to start with an update on the season for migrant workers in Northumberland. Can you tell us the status of migrant workers at this time? How many are there and where are they working?
Yeah, of course. So right now there's roughly, I would like to say between 125 to 150 migrant workers in the Northumberland area currently working, and they can work on various farms. So anything from tree nurseries to fruit farms to vegetable farms. You might see some when you're off picking some strawberries, or if you're driving by some sort of fruit farm. Yeah, they're all over. Sometimes people don't know or don't acknowledge that they are here, but they're definitely here.
Now, is that a good thing for Northumberland, or is that something we should be thinking about?
Yeah, so it's, if anything, I would say it would increase over time. And that just kind of tells you that folks in Canada, Canadian citizens, they are not currently doing work on farms. They aren't going out there. They aren't proactively seeking employment on farm. Whereas it used to be maybe farmers were able to find folks in high school or maybe students or some part-time seasonal work around the area. But it does tell you that less and less Canadians want to work on farms.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, or how should we think about that?
I would say it's definitely something to consider when you're going into your grocery store and you're eating a great meal at home. How did this food get here? Who was able to help support me in eating this meal? Who picked the food? Who harvested the food on my current plate or that I want in the grocery store? And are they being treated fairly? Do they want to be coming here? Do they want to be working here? Is there any way that I can support them when they're here? I think just kind of when you're eating, going through the process of where did my food come from and kind of really thinking about that would be, I would encourage a lot of people to be doing that.
What are the services you're providing for migrant workers in Northumberland?
Yeah, of course. So first and foremost, I like to make sure that the workers here have a face that they can remember, that they can go to and say, hey, I remember I met this person. She told me what her supports were. I can reach out to her for help if I need to. So I like to tell them about Horizons, tell them our supports, and let them come if they, or let them feel like they can openly talk to me if they need support. So I am able to basically be a bridge for other supports for the migrant workers. For example, we have really great long-lasting relationships with individuals from the community health centers of Northumberland. So for example, if a worker reaches out to me and maybe they twisted their ankle or maybe they're not feeling too good, I can reach out to the community health centers and they have always been open to seeing the migrant workers, providing them with health supports and recommendations and supporting them in that way. And then we also have great long-standing relationships with the Northumberland Community Legal Center. So that is a little bit different. So they can support for things like Canadian Pension Plan applications for migrant workers or different forms of EI applications for migrant workers, especially when they're in their later 50s and just about to turn 60. I just want them to be aware of, hey, we have someone that can help you. It's all free. They can help you fill out the application. They can take you through it step by step, and they can make sure that the pension, for example, is hitting your bank account when it needs to be.
Are you funded?
Yes, we are funded. Horizons has a lot of different organizations, partners that are able to fund us. I believe last season specifically, our migrant worker project was funded by an organization called Kairos. I believe we were able to also pool that funding over, like whatever funding we didn't use fully, we were able to pool over for this season as well.
How has the reception been when you go out to see the workers? Can you describe what that's like for you?
Yeah, so I've had many different experiences, not in Northumberland County, but in Northumberland. So far, they've been all very receptive and they've been very positive. I am able to call employers beforehand. I definitely want to make sure that I'm not interrupting anyone, and I don't want to feel like I'm hiding anything either. That's really important for me. So I want to make sure that I'm very transparent, right? If people don't know who I am, if I'm approaching a farm and they're unsure of why I'm there, I would like to be very transparent. The farmers in this area have mostly been very receptive, very welcoming. A lot of them maybe have 4 workers, 6 workers, maybe some have 1 worker, and they're very welcoming.
Has there been any case where you have not been allowed or somebody's been hostile to having you come and speak to their staff?
There has been, but I would say it more so sits on the side of maybe being not as educated on why migrant workers may need more support than other populations, or there might be a bit of hesitancy for someone who doesn't know what we do or how we want to support migrant workers. There can be hesitancy there.
When you're talking to the workers, what are you hearing from them? How does this season compare to other seasons, and what are the workers telling you?
Oh, that's a really good question. When I'm talking to the workers, the one thing I notice is they are very appreciative of someone coming in and acknowledging that they are here, right? It's as simple as if you drive by a farm and you see workers and you honk your horn and you wave, it's the small acts of appreciation, and they acknowledge it when you have a conversation with them. They are appreciative of folks that take the time to understand why they are here and understand that they are important to be here. Sometimes my interactions can be quite funny. So I was speaking with a worker, and it was probably, I think it was one of the really hot days we had 2 weeks ago, and he asked me for a winter coat. And I was like, you're crazy. It's so hot outside. Why would you need a winter coat? And he's like, well, we're not used to it here yet. Some workers, it could be their very first season here. Some workers have been coming here for over 35 years. So it all varies on who you're speaking with. But for the most part, when I'm speaking with the workers, first and foremost, they are very appreciative, and they never ask for more than the knowledge that they want to gain. So if they need supports, they'll be able to ask me, or if they have questions and I don't know the answer to their questions, it's my job to find that answer.
The Ontario government is proposing the Working for Workers Act, or Bill 79, that increases penalties under the Employment Protection of Foreign Workers Act. It is meant to stop employers or recruiters from taking away people's passports or work permits.
Yes.
Have we experienced anything like this here in Northumberland? And can you explain why this legislation is necessary?
Yeah, so first, I kind of want to acknowledge that something like this, to me, in my personal opinion, it's sad that it is necessary. So it's sad that something like a law has to be, or a bill has to be passed in order for workers to be protected from something like someone taking away their passports or taking away their legal documents. Here in Northumberland County, I have never experienced that sort of conflict happening. I have not heard of employers taking away documentation of workers. I have experienced it in other parts of Ontario when I did outreach in other parts of Ontario. And it's important for workers to obviously have their own documents, because if they don't, if those documents get taken away, there is a sense of entrapment. And there is a ginormous power imbalance, right? So it's now you can't leave the farm. It's almost like you have to stay here. I own you now, you're not allowed to leave. So there's that really bad power imbalance that happens when employers feel the need to take workers' legal documentation.
One of the longstanding issues for migrant workers is housing. COVID forced many farmers to change how they delivered housing to migrant workers. Are these changes staying in place, or has it gone back to the way it was before? What are the conditions that you're seeing locally as you go out to visit them?
Yeah, so I would say housing is pretty much standard. I haven't really been seeing a lot of updates to housing. I mean, I haven't personally been inside of a lot of workers' bunk houses in this area. The ones I have been inside, they're mostly like they can be homes, like someone's home that they are living in, things like that. But housing has been an issue before the pandemic. Housing for workers was obviously really highlighted during the pandemic because of a lot of unsafe living conditions. A lot of people in a small amount of space can increase COVID. So we really saw that in the media during the pandemic, and it's still going to be an issue after the pandemic as well. So when I say that, I mean, things like there are some, and not all, obviously not all employers and not all farmers are below standards, but there are farmers that are below standards, and that's why it's important to talk about it. Because if we see all of the farmers that are so great to their workers and supportive of their workers and treat their workers with respect and with the dignity that they deserve, we might think that there's nothing wrong, right? But if we don't talk about the farms and the employers that treat their workers unfairly or without decency, we're not going to hear about it, and nothing's going to change, right? So that's why it's important.
When you were talking there, were you talking about across Ontario, or were you talking about in Northumberland?
No, sorry, I should specify across Ontario. So even all throughout Canada, right? All throughout Canada, we're going to see across Canada, I should say, there are varying farms. So you can have employers that treat their workers with respect and that treat their workers as an extension of their family. And across Canada, you can see workers that do the polar opposite, or you can see employers that do the polar opposite for their workers and treat them like a number, or just treat them like a machine, that kind of thing.
How effective are you and Horizons in making change and holding local farmers accountable?
That's a very good question. When it comes to accountability, I think a lot of it also, it can't all come from Horizons. Northumberland County has a really great, fantastic agricultural community, right? There's a lot of farms in the area. So when it comes to accountability, we can take a stand on that. And I think it's helpful when also other folks within the agricultural sector take a stand to hold themselves accountable as well, or to hold other farmers accountable as well.
Can you give an example?
Of accountability?
Yeah. Where you've advocated or where there's been an issue around accountability and illustrates the point you just made.
Yeah. So far, as I said before, I've been here since April. So accountability, that hasn't really been one thing I've come across yet, but I have been able to see firsthand interactions between maybe other employers. So for example, if Horizons has an event, other employers will talk to each other maybe and ensure, hey, are you going to the event? Are you going to bring your migrant workers? Horizons is doing this. I always ask for transportation support if that's needed. So it's good to see the farming, the agricultural community that is here, how they kind of collectively work together as well to make sure that other farmers know about Horizons and that Horizons knows about other farms that employ migrant workers through the knowledge that's been passed down from other farmers, if that makes sense.
In March, the federal government expanded the scope of hiring of temporary foreign workers to meet labor shortages in businesses they say are experiencing an inability to find people to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Will this impact Northumberland County? And if it does, how do you see it impacting it?
Yeah, I would say we can kind of see that it already impacts Northumberland County purely because Northumberland County has a large need for migrant agricultural workers. If folks from this area were wanting to work on farms, maybe we'd see a less amount of migrant workers, but they're not. So they're not coming, they're not wanting to work in the agricultural sector.
I guess what I'm asking you, though, is there's a trend now if there's a factory that has a labor shortage, they're bringing in foreign migrant workers. If there's a business that needs servers, we're looking for doctors, nurses, and all these kinds of things. We're bringing in more and more foreign workers, and that includes people who are temporary. I'm talking to you about that. Have we seen any examples locally where a company or a manufacturer, somebody outside of the agricultural sector, is using migrant workers yet?
I don't think I'll be able to touch on outside of the agricultural industry. I haven't experienced any examples where, like you mentioned, a factory came to bring in migrant workers. No,
is it something though that, I mean, I guess what I'm asking you though is maybe looking down the horizon, because this is opened up and the word's getting out that this is an opportunity, do you anticipate that Northumberland is going to be bringing in foreign workers, migrant workers, to fill in industrial positions, to fill in other positions within the community as laborers?
That's a really great question. I mean, a labor shortage could be huge. And if industries need migrant labor, labor outsourced to help support them, and then if they can't find workers locally and they need that, then that, yeah, that's a good question. I haven't seen it personally. I'm not sure if I could really, really answer that. But if that's something that, for example, a factory in Coburg, hey, I can't find anyone, I need to employ migrant workers from other sectors, then that would be a telltale sign of a labor shortage in the area. But I really haven't seen that personally yet.
Okay. So what should we be looking for over the upcoming season from the workers you're working with? What's going on? What can we see happening?
From Horizons?
Yeah.
So for Horizons, I'm excited about our program. So again, I've been here since April, and one thing, and it's a short season for a lot of workers. A lot of workers are only here for 6 to 8 months. So what can Horizons do in 6 to 8 months that can be beneficial for migrant workers? So the one word that I really wanted to promote is autonomy. Autonomy for the migrant workers that are here to be able to make their own decisions, to be able to feel empowered, self-autonomy, I guess, in that sense. So I have been really appreciative of the folks who would like to work with Horizons. So for example, we're going to be doing workshops for migrant workers. So free workshops at Victoria Park, at the Lions Pavilion. So we'll have informative workshops for them. It'll be a half day, there'll be food, it'll be a time to socialize. So we have, for example, an organization called OCOW, so Occupational Health Clinics for Ontario Workers. This organization is dedicated to preventing workplace injuries and illnesses, and just to be able to provide workers with a lot of resources and a lot of different languages. And they are all educated and certified to be providing these supports to workers. So for example, we have workshops that they're coming in and doing on heat stress and sun safety and what to look out for. A lot of migrant workers have, they can develop issues with eye sensitivity from dust or pollen or pesticides or from working on farms. So we have a workshop on eye health and safety. And then, like I mentioned before, the Northumberland Community Legal Clinic, they've been fantastic in supporting workers as well. So they're going to come and do a workshop on how to apply for employment insurance and how to apply for Canada Pension Plan. So definitely different workshops on other things like stress and how to deal with it, health and safety issues in general. And then hopefully our last session, we'll be able to get more feedback from the migrant workers themselves. To say, hey, did you enjoy these workshops? Was there anything you would like to see for next season? Is there anything you would like to touch on? Because it's so, so important that we hear firsthand from migrant workers. I don't know what they might need. I get them to be able to feel empowered to tell me what they might need, right? So for those workshops, we have different support providers that I have invited to come, and just to be able to be another organization that provides support to migrant workers. So we're all in one place. Because they often face barriers to things like transportation, they feel like they can access a lot of support providers all in one space. So that was kind of my goal. So we'll have one of those a month, one of those workshops. And then I am currently in the works with talking to the great folks from the Farmer Wellness Program. So that's a program for farmers, local farmers in the area to get mental health supports. Farmer wellness supports from counselors, from certified counselors, certified therapists. So currently we're having a conversation about how can we extend this to migrant agricultural workers who are away from their family, who are away from their friends, from their home, from everything that they know and that they love. And they work long working hours, there's time changes. They might be going through something that we don't know about and we cannot support. So how can we extend the Farmer Wellness Program to migrant workers, which is something I am excited about. So that's in the works, it's in conversations, it's in progress. So hopefully that will be another goal for Horizons for the season, is if needed to also be a hub for migrant workers. A lot of them know we exist, a lot of them know our office space. So if they need it, to be able to come in to maybe Zoom call a therapist, or just call on the phone and have a safe space here if needed as well. So that's something I'm excited about.
Megan Botha, thank you so much for having this conversation with me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And if I could leave everyone with a last thought or a last little word, it would be, if you ate today, make sure that you thank a farmer and a migrant worker.
Megan Botha, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Megan Botha, the new Migrant Worker Outreach Coordinator at Horizons of Friendship. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.